This is an oral transcript of the report of the Management Board of Mayr Meinhof Karton AG on the occasion of its 26th Ordinary Shareholders Meeting, starting with an opening statement by the company's CEO, Peter Oswald. Dear shareholders, on behalf of the Management Board, I would like to welcome you most warmly to this 26th Ordinary Shareholders Meeting, which is also an exceptional one. Exceptional because this time we have to hold it digitally. I hope that you will have a good connection with all the safeguards we have planned in, and above all, I hope that next year we will have the opportunity to meet personally. On the part of the Management Board, we also hope that, despite this exceptional situation, you are doing as well as the circumstances allow. As for your company, the MM Group, I can currently report positively. We are well booked and can essentially maintain production. Although the supply chain is tight, it is intact overall. And what is most important, our team in the MM Group is well off. From about 10,000 employees, we currently count only very few COVID-19 cases of illness. 32 at present, 12 of which have already recovered, so that we have 20 net, which are in Colombia. There are emergency plans in place everywhere in the group. The comprehensive hygiene and safety measures are strictly adhered to, and should continue to ensure that COVID-19 is contained within the company. I would like to take this as an opportunity to thank all our employees very warmly on behalf of the Management Board and express our great appreciation. They are doing a great job in this time in which trust, commitment and consistency are particularly important. In exceptional times, spontaneity and initiatives by individuals also count for a great deal. In this context, I would like to take our team at the packaging plant in Spain to the curtain on behalf of many at MM. Employees of MMP Iberica brought masks and overalls to where they were most needed, to the local hospital with a large gracias of doctors and nurses. Indeed, the MM Group has a team that is very impressive. As of today, I have been on board of MM for 4 weeks. As of today, I have been on the board of MM for 4 weeks. I imagined the beginning to be completely different, and also in the handover with Mr. Herman Seder, I planned differently with joint factory visits. All this was unfortunately not possible. Nevertheless, the technology allowed me to conduct detailed Skype interviews with about 40 colleagues, and so I learn more every day. My short summary, especially in extraordinary situations like the current one, true qualities of a company become apparent. MM produces a product that is relevant, that is system relevant. Because with carton board and carton board packaging, we ensure the supply of people with food, pharmaceuticals, hygiene products and other goods for their daily needs. Carton board is sustainable in demand, but even more important, carton board is sustainable in terms of the environment because our fibre raw materials grow again naturally and the product can be recycled many times. Thus, concept of circular economy is very much reflected. This is highly attractive in the current environmental discussion and in the trend towards sustainable packaging. The highly competitive, efficient production in our carton board and packaging plants is an essential factor for the long-term value added and stability of MM, on which we will continue to build. MM's strategic concept has proven itself. Clear focus on the core business. Market leadership based on cost, technology and innovation leadership, as well as a sustainable growth course. This successful concept is to accompany MM into the future. always with a maxim to take corrections early and from a position of strength. My goal with which I joined MM is to use my experience and strength for a sustainable growth and a sustainable increase in results with a view to the next 10 years. I am convinced that MM, with its team, products and plants, is on a very good foundation and that together, as a team, we can and will achieve a lot. 2019 was another very good year, for which I would like to thank the entire MM team for the excellent cooperation and the high motivation. You can now hear from our CFO, Mr. Hiesinger, how we were able to improve MM's performance in financial terms despite the slowed market dynamics. Mr. Blaschke will then inform you about the business development in the packaging division. Subsequently, I will report on the positive development of the cartonboard division in 2019 and finally give a short outlook on the current business year. Statement by the CFO, Franz Hiesinger. Dear ladies and gentlemen, in 2019, the MM Group recorded an increase in both profit and sales, despite the restrained general conditions. High capacity utilization, as well as consistent price and cost management, contributed to the improvement in current business. In addition, the first-time consolidation of the TAN Group made a strong contribution to earnings. Sales rose by more than 200 million euros to over 2.5 billion euros, mainly due to the acquisition. Europe remained our largest market with a sales share of around 83%. Outside Europe, we are primarily present in countries in the Middle and Far East, which account for just over 10%. With an operating margin of 10% and a return on capital employed of over 15%, the profitability of our business has further improved compared with the previous year. At 255 million euros, the operating profit was 18% or 40 million euros higher than in the previous year. The packaging division accounted for approximately 60% of the operating profit and the cartonboard division for approximately 40%. The EBITDA of almost 390 million euros, or more than 15% of sales, reflects the group's continued strong cash generation. We paid 268 million euros net for the acquisition of the TAN Group and invested approximately 150 million euros in the future of the MM Group, with a focus on state-of-the-art technology and cost reductions. In addition, we paid 64 million euros in dividends. Due to these significant payments, the group reported net debt of approximately 220 million euros at year end, after net liquidity of approximately 50 million euros at the end of the previous year. With equity of 1.5 billion euros and an equity ratio of 62%, the group's financing remains on a very solid foundation. This also gives us the necessary weather resistance. With a return on equity after taxes increasing to 13%, MM Group underlines that the company's funds are also paying off well. At the end of the year, with liquidity of 127 million euros and credit lines of approximately 450 million euros available for use at any time, the group had a good financial base, which leaves sufficient room for further growth even after financing the TAN acquisition. This is particularly important in times of the COVID-19 crisis. And finally, a chart that many of you know well, our dividend development with a steady upward trend, without cutbacks, over 24 years. In view of the expected recession due to the COVID pandemic, we decided 3 weeks ago to take a precautionary measure. Despite the profit increase in the previous year and the current good capacity utilization, the dividend for 2019 is to remain unchanged at €3.20 per share. The dividend payment date remains at the 13th of May 2020. Many thanks for your attention. The CFO's statement is followed by a statement of the board member Andreas Blaschke on MM Packaging. Dear ladies and gentlemen, the development of MM Packaging's earnings in the financial year 2019 was primarily characterized by the first-time inclusion of the TAN acquisition, which met our expectations in the first year. Sales of the packaging division increased by 14% to almost 1.6 billion euros, operating profits by 20% to approximately 145 million euros. May I remind you that the purchase of the TAN Group was completed in mid-January 2019. MM Packaging has thus supplemented the production of cigarette packaging with the technologically related printing of purchased fine paper to produce cigarette filter paper, so-called tipping paper. TAN is world market leader in this field. This acquisition thus opens up potential for us both through our presence in new markets, China, Philippines, and through increased cooperation with existing and new customers in the combination of packaging and tipping paper. As already mentioned, the sales markets for the packaging business in 2019 were restrained, mainly due to the economic situation. Consumer goods producers were more cautious in their planning and reduced inventories along the entire supply chain. At the same time, the high intensity of competition and consolidation in our industry continued. MM Packaging, nevertheless, succeeded in maintaining a good level of earnings by consistently increasing cost efficiency and pursuing a value-oriented sales policy. We are pushing the further specialization of our sites in specific market product segments, i.e. plants producing only FMCG, food, cigarette packaging, pharmaceutical packaging, personal care, cosmetics. We expect corresponding economies of scale from this. In addition, we are investing in fully automated production and logistics processes, as well as in the digitalization of administrative procedures. With a process tonnage of almost 790,000 tons, MM Packaging continues to be, by far, the leading folding carton producer in Europe, but also one of the very large ones worldwide. MM Packaging's largest market and sales driver is the market for FMCG, fast-moving consumer goods, mainly food. This business accounts for more than half of our volume. Other important market segments are cigarette packaging, personal care and pharma, where we provide highly specialized printing and packaging services. All in all, a product range with high system relevance. The current COVID-19 situation has initially brought us a significant increase in incoming orders throughout Europe. This is due, on the one hand, to the increased demand for food and everyday products, but also to building up stocks by consumers and manufacturers. In individual markets, duty-free, luxury cosmetics, however, we also had to accept a decline in demand. All in all, the COVID-19 crisis is associated with major challenges for production and procurement, especially transport logistics, which we were able to overcome, mainly thanks to good plant cooperation and planning. Nevertheless, it was not possible to avoid some temporary plant shutdowns. Our broad positioning and expertise in various consumer goods industries creates both a balance and further opportunities for growth. Growth that we have long been achieving with multinational consumer goods producers, both organically and through acquisitions. With a sales share of around 80%, these are MM Packaging's most important customers. Another very significant focus for us is on innovative, medium-sized and high-quality local customers throughout Europe. With our international positioning, we have set ourselves the goal of further growth in all market and customer segments. Thank you very much for your attention. In his final statement, CEO Peter Oswald comments on the development of MM Karton in 2019 and the outlook for the current year 2020. In 2019, the general conditions on the European carton board markets showed a rather restrained picture for most of the year, with increasing competition intensity. Nevertheless, MM Carton was able to close the year with a significant increase in operating profit of plus 15%. The reasons were high capacity utilization, an optimized product portfolio, price discipline, and a favorable cost development for recovered paper, pulp, and energy. At 97%, the capacity utilization of our mills remained very good. Our market shares were solidly maintained. On the fiber markets, prices for mixed recovered paper have gradually decreased, and those for fresh fiber-based raw materials such as pulp have decreased significantly from a high level. In pursuit of a consistent pricing policy, however, MM Carton succeeded in maintaining average sales prices close to the previous year's level. We produced and sold more than 1.7 million tons of carton board. This makes MM Carton the market leader for packaging board in Europe. The area of application for our carton board products is the packaging of daily consumer goods. The focus is on packaging for food, hygiene, and household products. All these are very system-relevant products with a resilient demand. Our main product is recycled carton board, which accounts for about 80% of our production. 20% is virgin fiber carton board. Currently, the share of new products, there are products developed in the last 4 years, is over 20%. This demonstrates MM's innovation capabilities. A particular focus is on increasing the functionality of our board grades by means of special properties, such as barriers, and thus expanding the range of applications. With sustainable carton board solutions, we want to replace other less sustainable products, especially plastic packaging. With MM Car Digital, we are setting new standards in cooperation with our customers and the digitalization of production processes by analyzing machine data. In short, MM Carton knows what the market needs, acts accordingly, and will continue to be successful in terms of value creation and sustainability. Turning now to the outlook, the focus is, of course, on the extraordinary conditions and macroeconomic consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic. What is certain is that we are facing a recession whose extent, duration, and development we cannot estimate. Even if demand is currently very good overall, it is difficult for us to assess how much of the demand is due to consumption by the end consumer or how much to building up stocks. On the cost side, we are seeing price increases for recovered paper, an important raw material for us, with the effect that we have to react to the associated cost increases. However, it is also a fact, and this is very important in the medium and long term, that our products, cardboard and cardboard packaging, are used for everyday goods that are in demand in every economic situation. Our business model is resilient. In any case, the outlook for the first quarter, which we will report on in 2 weeks, is good. Due to the short-term visibility, a further assessment for the current year is not possible. Nevertheless, the overall objective for MM is clear: sustainable growth and a sustained increase in earnings. Thank you for your attention.